Yeah, hi.
Hello there.
Yes, you've got my fax.
That's right, and I have drafted, it's obviously got to be typed yet, but I have prepared a response for you.
Fine, but you do know that the facts that you gave in the Argus, almost all of them are incorrect.
Well, I dispute that fact, actually.
Well, for a start, your claim that you were given no notice of the first demonstration is incorrect. We have it on authority that you were given 5 days' notice by a Brenda Brown.
Well, yes. And that...
Which is not what you said in your letter.
Well, that's... I'm talking about the more recent one on the 19th of August.
You referred to both of them in your letter.
Yeah, but we didn't get official notification of the first one either. What she said was that we're going to be 70-odd people and then said that she wouldn't be taking part herself. And then we were left with a situation where we didn't actually know who was organising the event.
But you received a 5 days notification. That's what she's told me.
Well, we received a form of notification, but not the sort of notification that we would have wished for. And no dialogue took place about what the intentions of the demonstration were and how many of them were going to be and where they wanted to go.
You never know how many people are going to be on the demonstration.
Well, I appreciate that, but obviously when we talk about how many police officers we need to deploy, we need to have some form of estimation. Otherwise, we end up with a situation like we did on the 19th of August where we have too many.
Well, yes, you had far too many and they were far too intrusive, but all the other facts, like the serious racist assault, never occurred. I mean, I witnessed it. Others witnessed it.
Yeah, but the point is, that's your interpretation. That's not the interpretation.
No, I saw it.
Yeah, but that's your interpretation of what you saw.
Well, why did you make a judgment on the basis of something you didn't see?
The person who was the victim of that assault is still alleging that he was assaulted.
Yes, of course, he's ideologically motivated. He's clearly someone who's an extreme Zionist who made up a load of nonsense. I heard him shout terrorist at someone who's an Arab.
Well,
no other reason than he's an Arab.
But that's your interpretation of what you saw.
Yeah, of course it is.
We have to investigate what is alleged, and the allegation to us amounts to a serious assault.
And the assertion that the intention of the organisers was somehow to incite hatred against the Jewish community. I've never heard such nonsense by meeting in Palmyra Square. That was the police's suggestion four years ago.
Can I just make the point that actually on the event at the end of July, we actually received a telephone call from a resident in Palmyra Square who said that, in her opinion, that was what was happening.
Well, I mean, she's entitled to an opinion, but it wasn't based on any factual circumstance.
Well, you'll see this in my letter. A racially motivated incident is one that's declared by any person to be racially motivated, and she was saying and suggesting that was the case.
She phoned up. She phoned you up and said she saw a racially motivated incident.
No, what she's saying is that she viewed gathering has been racially motivated.
And you took that on board as a racially motivated assault?
We have to. We've got no discretion.
That is utterly absurd. A gathering, a peaceful demonstration with someone politically
Can I just say, Mr. Greenstein, that I don't make the rules. You know,
you interpret them. You interpret them.
Absolutely, and I have to, because I can't just ignore the views of people that make contact with us.
I can't
ignore your views.
Well, you seem to have been doing that, because you made a declaration that the gathering to protest at the bombing of Lebanon is in itself anti-Semitic. That's in essence what you're saying.
No, that's not what I said at all.
Well, you did. It's incite hate.
No, I dispute that. See, a lot of what your letter and indeed the email you've distributed to many other people says is very much an interpretation, your interpretation of what I've said.
How can I interpret it in any other way? You said that...
You can't put words into my mouth. I know what I've intended to say and what I've actually said, and that's my interpretation.
Well, that's fine, then maybe you can explain that.
Well, I've done that in the letter that I've sent you.
Fine, well, you rang me up, and you expect, presumably, you wanted to talk about it, so that's why I'm talking about it.
Well, absolutely, and I'm trying to explain to you exactly that situation. But in addition...
Fine, so someone rang you up about a demonstration they saw out of their window, and they said, they obviously objected to it, which is absolutely fine, and then they said they thought it was anti-Semitic, and you profile that or record that as a racial incident.
Yeah.
I have never, ever heard of anything so nonsense.
Well, that's what we have to do. Because it's not what is the interpretation of what is happening in any given event. You know,
That's an interpretation. It's not an offence. There's no offence there.
Well, no. But we have to record that. And
so if I see a demonstration anywhere...
What you're suggesting to me is that if somebody rings up about something and we think to ourselves, oh, there's probably nothing in that, we won't bother with that, we can just do that.
I'm afraid
things don't work like that.
Well, what you said in your letter is I can only assume the intention of the demonstration in an area where there's a large Jewish population, I'm quoting exactly, was a deliberate attempt to provoke an insight. So you've taken that on board as your own view.
Well, no, I've said that is an interpretation.
No, you see, I can only assume.
Sorry?
You have said in the letter, I can only assume.
I can only presume, yes.
In fact, the original reason for going to Palmyra Square was 4 or 5 years ago. There was a similar demonstration, and the police said we should go from there. It was the police who decided that.
I can't comment on events that happened 5 years ago when I wasn't here.
Well, if it was anti-Semitic today, it would be anti-Semitic then.
All I can say as well is that obviously in preparation for the event on the 19th of August, we did make contact with local Jewish community leaders within from the synagogues, and obviously they were of a similar impression that actually, to the extent where, and you'll see this in my letter, to the extent where on at least one of those places they were keen to finish their worship that morning earlier so that people could get away earlier.
Well, that's absolutely absurd, because there were a number of Jewish people on the demonstration.
Well, I'm sure there were.
What I'm saying is
just because there were a certain number on the demonstration doesn't mean that, say, that all the Jewish people in the area were quite happy about the situation.
Well, there was no situation. The majority of Jewish people may well not have agreed with it.
That's your interpretation, and you're entitled to your opinion, but you've got to bear in mind there are 250,000 people living in this city who undoubtedly will have different views.
The majority of people, I think, in this city would have supported the demonstration.
No, that's, again, your interpretation. We've had different feedback.
But it's not for the police, actually, to gauge it. The police are there simply to ensure that the law is obeyed.
We were trying to do that, but, of course, on many occasions, as I've demonstrated on previous occasions with a number of demonstrations in this city, we are always hamstrung because organisers refuse to cooperate. Well, if they cooperate, they're obliged by law do certain things, and they singularly fail to do that on every occasion.
Well, the police's behaviour over EDO, where they were working with the management of the factory, of course, was...
As I have stated quite categorically and publicly, I have never, to this day, in the 17 months that I've been based here, had any contact whatsoever with the managing director of that company. I've never even spoken to the man.
The police were working hand in glove. That's why they didn't disclose the evidence. But my main point is, of course, not on EDO. It's on this. The police adopted a political view via your letter that the demonstration was a deliberate attempt to provoke an insight. That is outrageous.
Well, that's your interpretation.
Of course it's my interpretation. Everything is everybody's interpretation.
Absolutely. Well, but you're entitled to an opinion the same as I am.
That's right, and that's why I wrote the letter to you, because I said you do not have that right as the police. You should remain politically impartial. And
I can assure you, Mr. Greenstein, that is exactly what I am. I police the city neutrally.
I
police the city in general terms in the way that the public actually want me to police.
Oh, well, you're going out to make an interpretation of what you think.
In 28 years police experience, Mr. Greenstein, what I can tell you is that the public actually want strong, firm policing, and that's what I provide.
They also believe in democracy, and it seems that you don't believe in democracy.
What you should remember in terms of democracy is that the laws of the land were brought in through a democratic process.
There's no law of the land which says, for instance,
there is a law of the land that says that organisers of demonstrations must contact the police with suitable notice.
That may be so, but the first demonstrations we've seen, you were contacted. The second demonstration, even if you weren't contacted, the fact that the demonstration itself was lawful and the police should not have behaved
Actually, the demonstration was unlawful because you hadn't notified us of it.
Well, regardless of that, the fact is that the police's behaviour on it was outrageous.
That again is an interpretation from you, not from me, and certain things that you've alleged in your letter are a matter of dispute, are under dispute anyway.
Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree, but as far as I'm concerned, your letter was libelous.
Well, and I would say the same about your email that you've widely distributed to a number of people, because that is a personal on me.
It's not a person.
Well,
it's
got
the only role as police officer in Command of Brighton, as you said. It's not. I don't know you from Adam.
Yeah, but the point is, it's a personal attack on me. It mentions me by name. None of what I've written mentions anybody by name.
Well, no, of course, because you wrote
well,
the
so
office
therefore
as
it cannot be. It can, it, therefore, by definition of defamation and libelous, it cannot be either.
Well, if I can be identified, which quite clearly I am, as a member
well,
of Palestine
Solidarity.
Well,
it doesn't identify you, Mr. Greenstein, I'm afraid, so...
We'll leave that to the lawyers. We'll leave that to the lawyers.
Well, you can pursue in whatever way you can, but I should assure you that I should be doing likewise with what I perceive to be a libelous and defamatory email and letter that you've distributed widely.
Excellent, then I look forward to the court case.
OK, Mr. Greenstein, thank you very much.
Cheers, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.